anything. Yeah, I'll go anywhere. Cause I'll try.
Sierra Noble and Someone from the Prairies, since we did a piece on Back to Batoche, which you can check out on Google. Just Google Métis Nation or Back to Batoche. That's Batoche is B-A-T-O-U-C-H-E, Back to Batoche. And that's B-A-T-O-U-C-H-E. And you can Google them. And if you're in the area, just check it out. It's outside Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. So, and again, if you want to participate or send me an email, you can always send me an email at nsn@ckut.ca or at irkar1@gmail.com. That's irkar1@gmail.com. And let me know if you'd like to participate in NSN or become a contributor, or you have some ideas and stories, or you're a musician or an artist, and you'd like to get your work out there, please send me an email at nsn@ckut.ca or irkar1@gmail.com. That's irkar1@gmail.com. So that's pretty much it for me. We've got Soul Perspectives coming up next. So we're just going to take it out with a little Cho-Cho Fire here. And that is it. I'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. You're listening to Native Solidarity News here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Dead and gone. See you moving around the same old neighborhood. Same old thoughts in your head spin around and around, round. Oh, I know that you're a city boy, but if you got a chance to go, would you come out to a new world? I promise that I'll take it slow.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Suicide singing, oh my, oh my God. And my mother got us living genocide singing, oh my, oh my God. And my mother got us living suicide singing, oh my, oh my God. Oh my God. Slam, bam, come unseen, but like gasoline. You could tell I'm on the top, like money in the bank. I smell appealing, but I'm toxic and send you reeling without an inkling. Keep you thinking, cause you gave cash to the feds of your school district for dead. Messed you up in the head, but still they saying nothing's wrong. Selling fire water by outlawing the bomb. Still believing the system is working, where half of my people are still out of working.
Anonymous notes left in the pockets and coats of judges and juries from Frisco to Jersey. Threats and protests, politicians, mob debts, trumped up charges and phony arrests. Stage a lethal injection the night before the election, cause he got donation from the prison guards union. Oh my God. Him and my mother got a sleeping suicide singing, oh my God. Him and my mother got a sleeping genocide singing, oh my God. Him and my mother got a sleeping suicide singing, oh my God. Listening to my stethoscope on a rope, internal lullabies, human cries, thumps in silence, the language of violence, algorithmic, cataclysmic, seismic, biorhythmic. You can make a life longer, but you can't save it. You can make a clone, and then you try to enslave it, stealing DNA samples from the unborn. And then you coming after us because we sampled a James Brown horn. Scientists whose god is progress, four-headed sheep is their latest project. The CIA running like they're Jones from Indiana, but they still won't talk about that Jones in Guyana. This ain't no cartoon. No one slips on bananas. Do you really think that their car killed Diana? Hell, I shot Ronald Reagan. I shot JFK. I slept with Marilyn. She sung me happy birthday. My, oh my God. Yeah, my mother got us living suicide singing. Oh my God. Yeah, my mother got us living genocide singing. Oh my God. Yeah, my mother got us living suicide singing. Oh my. Oh my God, oh my God, and we say na 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 na, and we say na 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 na. We're politicians, got lipstick on the collar. The whole media started to holler, but I don't give a damn who they screwing in private. I wanna know who they screwing in public. Robbing, cheating, stealing, white collar criminal, McDonald eating. You deserve a beating. Send your home a weeping with the fat bill for your Caribbean weekend. For just about anything they can bust us. False advertising, saying halls of justice. You telling the youth don't be so violent. You drop bombs in every single continent. Mandatory minimum sentence, cause he got caught with a pocket full of medicine. Do that again, another 10. Up in the pen. I feel so mad, I want a peaceful revolution. Singing, oh my God. Let me hear you say, oh my God. Hey, my mother got a sleeping suicide. Singing, oh my God. The goddess living genocides. Oh my God. Oh my God. And we say na 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 na. And we say na 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 na.
Oh my, oh my, my. A little bit of Michael Franti to start the show. Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. I'm Christian.
I'm Fleur. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We've got a great show ahead for you this evening. We've got a special guest that Fleur sat down with this afternoon. Good little interview coming up. Probably in 15 minutes or so, we'll say about that.
Half an hour, 6:30. Right?
Yeah. But that was Oh My God from Songs from the Front Porch by Michael Franti. An album he put out.
He put it out, I remember, around 2004, 5, 6. Just the ballpark.
2004 to 6 in that 3 year period.
I should have done my homework a bit better.
But yeah, no, great, great album. Actually, I gave it a listen, before, and it is a good album. It sounds like he's playing on his front porch, and that's what I really like about it. A nice stripped down, kind of style to that song as well. So
yeah, it's one of two of his solo, projects outside of Spearhead.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, you might hear a little more of him later.
Maybe.
And we're actually giving away some tickets to see Wolf Parade. So Wolf Parade's playing the Vogue Theater this Sunday, actually. So that's July 25th. And we're going to be giving away some tickets. And that's what we're going to start with. We're going to start with some Wolf Parade. We're going to play Ghost Pressure off their new album that just came out, called Expo 86. They're from Montreal, Quebec, and they've been involved in the Yellow Bird Project. I know we've spoken about the Yellow Bird Project previously on the show. You can check it out at www.yellowbirdproject.com. And Expo 86 actually is their third full-length album. It just came out, I think it was last month.
Yeah, and the reason they chose that name for their album, because the five members realized they'd all been at Vancouver's World Fair in Expo 86, obviously not together, in the same week when they were kids. So they thought that they'd put a bit of nostalgia to it and called it Expo 86.
Cool. Right on. Well, if you want to win these tickets for this show on Sunday for Wolf Parade, you can call us at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And here's Wolf Parade with Ghost Pressure on Are You Aware? Shake me up, shake me up.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to present Bear in Heaven with guests Twin Sister and White Hinterland at the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, July 24th. Brooklyn-based psych rock group Bear in Heaven's Vancouver show is part of their North American tour before they head to Europe. It's an early show. Doors are at 8 and the show starts at 8:15 sharp. Tickets are $13 in advance at Zulu and Red Cat, and you can buy tickets online at ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Bear in Heaven with guest Twin Sister and White Hinterland at the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, July 24th. For more information, visit citr.ca.
Even if I know that you're right, I
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you just heard Sweden's own Shout Out Louds with their song 4x4 from their most recent album, Work.
They are sweet.
They are sweet. I really like this album. I've been playing it overdrive on my iPod. And suffice to say, 4x4 might be on my top 10 at the end.
Yeah, we were just kind of saying how that had a little bit of a summery vibe to it.
I know.
I could see myself rocking out to that at a backyard barbecue.
I know, playing bocce or croquet sounds beautiful.
Beer in a plastic cup, hamburger in my left hand. Yeah, great song by the Shout Out Louds. Next up, we've got a little...
But we haven't congratulated our winner. Who was our winner?
Congratulations to Nathan on the Wolf Parade tickets.
Yeah.
He was pretty pumped and sounds like he's going to enjoy the show. So I'm happy that our good listener Nathan won.
Exactly.
Yeah. So congrats to Nathan. He's going to Wolf Parade at the Vogue Theater on Sunday evening.
And there's something else happening at the Vogue Theater on Saturday night.
Isn't there? And we've got a little interview that was pre-recorded earlier today. Fleur was lucky enough to sit down with one of our idols, I'm going to say, this afternoon. Mm. He is a poet, musician, and composer, the creator and lead vocalist of Michael Franti and Spearhead, a band that blends hip-hop with a variety of other styles, including funk, reggae, jazz, folk, and rock. He's also fronted the bands The Beatniks, as well as the Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopracy. He's also a very outspoken supporter for a wide spectrum of peace and social justice issues. Also, this list gets longer and longer here. Has a movie called I Know I'm Not Alone that advocates for peace in the Middle East. And he's also produced the Power to the Peaceful Festival, which is a free festival in San Francisco, California, which is in its 12th year this September, and it promotes peace and awareness for the nonprofit of the same name, which is actually this man's brainchild. He started this foundation. So, and he's also playing the Vogue Theater this Saturday, July 24th. And if I haven't already given it away, here's Michael Franti gracing us with his words of wisdom and hope. So enjoy this little interview.
So you're in Edmonton today, and you've been you're coming up to 2 months on the tour with the new album. How's it been so far?
Oh, it's been really great. You know, we recorded this album on the road, actually, in February and March, and every night we come on stage and we play these new songs, and then we would see what the audience response was, and then we'd go back into the dressing room where we had our little studio set up, and we'd make changes to the songs based upon, you know, how it felt with the audience. So now that the record's all done, it's been road tested, and we just go out there and play the songs, and they sound great.
It sounds like pretty effective editing for you guys and feedback.
Yeah. It's like having we were out with John Mayer, so there was 15,000 people a night, so we used to joke that we had a 15,000 person focus group.
Yeah, you know, if a song didn't go off all right, you may as well put that in the next album or something like that.
Yeah, you see it immediately.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the new album comes out on September 21st, which any Michael Franti fan is going to be completely ecstatic over. I love the new title of the album, The Sound of Sunshine. I think that's a beautiful name. When I was doing my research around it, hope was listed as one of the main feelings emanating from the album. How does music inspire hope for you?
Well, the main way that it does is it makes me feel like I'm not alone. When I hear a song that touches my heart and there's something that's said in the lyrics, or even just the way that the music makes me feel, I feel like, you know, there was somebody else there who wrote the song or sang it. There's other people who are out there who are hearing it, and it's touching them the same way. So I feel like I'm not the only person in the world that has this feeling, and it's really comforting to me. It makes me feel like, gosh, I can go into the future with my head held high, you know, about whatever it is that song or that feeling is.
How important do you think is music to igniting hope that can lead to people making positive change? And what do you think the music is? I mean, you talked about holding your head up high in the future. What do you think music's role in this process will be in the future?
Well, I think music is really important, because I always think about the way that the world changes and shifts, and it never happens the way we want it to. You know, I remember being at a big protest against the war in Iraq, and there was, you know, 500,000 people in the streets in New York, and we were all waving these signs that we painted saying "Stop the War." And we felt like, you know, George Bush was going to call us the next day and say, "You know what, guys, you're right. Stop the effing war. That's all your sign." You know, but it never happens the way we want. It's much more subtle, the shifts. It's much more the way, you know, the ocean affects the beach or the shore. It's like it takes constant, you know, beauty and collective power to move those rocks on the shore. And so in terms of music, you know, songs don't just make people change overnight or the whole world change overnight, but they help us get through difficult nights or difficult days so that we can stay inspired to keep going. And that's really what we need, is that tenacity and that commitment and that beauty, so that when we are going up against something, we're approaching it with love in our heart, because it's always going to be the most lasting way. It might not be the most immediate way, but it's the most lasting way.
Definitely, and I mean, I always say that music is an example of humans getting it right. So I think that you can celebrate that. When I was doing my research, and to put a connection to the last question I asked you, you've been involved in a documentary called Sound of Revolution. Can you let the listeners know about that?
Well, the Sound of Revolution is a documentary that is about the power of political music and the growth and change and evolution of political music over the years in pop music. And so it features a lot of different popular musicians who have been people who have spoken out, people from Dixie Chicks, Steve Earle, Public Enemy, myself, and many others. And it's just a series of interviews and musical performances that really show how, you know, protest music has evolved.
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are us now. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sin? Can't you stand?
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Sky. Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up for your rights.
About your blood, bamboo kid. It ain't Coca-Cola. over, it's rice. Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Oh, Papa Sy, please take me home. Oh, Papa Sy, everybody, they wanna go home. So Mama San says,
couple of minutes left, and I wanted to get to your song choices for the mixtape that you did for us. So, as always on Are You Aware, when we interview artists, we ask them to choose three songs that inspire them to be involved in positive change. Can you tell me about your song choices? I've had artists tell me it's kind of difficult for them sometimes to choose these songs. I thought for you maybe it might be easier because you're so politically active.
Well, that made it even harder. So many artists. But the artists that I chose were ones that really inspired me as a youth to be the artist that I am today. And so the first song is Mercy Me by Marvin Gaye. And Marvin Gaye was one of my favorite artists, still is one of my favorite artists, because he was able to do this really rare thing, which is write songs about things that are taking place in the world and really make you feel them, and then put it right next to a song about how much he loves or misses his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then put it all in music that makes you dance. And so the song Mercy Me, The Ecology, is it's a song that was on the What's Going On album. And Marvin had a history of making romantic ballads, and up to this point he'd never really touched anything political. And then he wrote this after his brother came back from the Vietnam War. He was inspired to write a whole album about the Vietnam War and also about the environment. And that's what this song is.
I mean, well, and also, like, What's Going On is noted as one of the most socially conscious albums of its time.
Yeah. It's one of the most beautiful, you know. It's really just lush with gorgeous string arrangements and incredible bass lines and percussion and background vocals, and it's one of the most, you know, lush and beautiful albums you'll ever hear.
Now, your other three choices were Straight to Hell by The Clash, Get Up, Stand Up by Bob Marley and Imagine by John Lennon. What inspired you to choose those three?
Well, I selected Straight to Hell by The Clash because, well, for two reasons. One is because it was about a very specific issue, which was the Amerasian babies in Vietnam whose fathers were American soldiers and whose mothers were Vietnamese citizens. And a lot of times these children were left in a state of limbo. They didn't really fit in Vietnamese culture, and they were resented because of their American blood. And so when I heard this song as a youth, this was an issue that I knew nothing about. So I picked it because I wanted to just show the power of how a song could highlight a single issue and bring it to people's attention, something that, you know, people otherwise would not know anything about. And the other reason I selected it is because it was sampled by MIA for her song Paper Planes, which is a massive hit. And again, I just wanted to show that, you know, music that has a message can have really lasting mass pop appeal. And this is a song that, you know, MIA redoing just shows the power of the music itself, even beyond the message.
And I guess the last two was Get Up and Imagine.
These are pretty obvious choices, but they're some of my favorite songs. You know, Get Up, Stand Up is, again, Marley is somebody like Marvin Gaye who was able to make music that was about social issues, about love and romance and partying, and but it was always put in context that made you dance. And Get Up, Stand Up is just one of the anthemic songs that no matter what your struggle is, where you are, what walk of life you come from, it's one of the songs that you instantly identify with. And then Imagine is a song that I chose because it's not just saying how the world is or highlighting a specific issue. It's saying how the world could be. And I think that that's when pop music is at its best, or maybe that's what distinguishes rock and roll from pop music. Pop music is the world is okay and just whatever, just go on with life. And rock and roll says that the world is messed up, but we can do something about it. And let's take that rebellious spirit and that rebellious nature, and let's go out there and make change. And that's what the song Imagine does for me.
Well, and also that's a kind of point that they put across in the Sound of Revolution documentary, was around that, you know, it seems like, especially in the last couple of sort of decades, a lot of corporate record labels and things like that have been trying to quash political commentary through music, like with the backlash of the Dixie Chicks and things like that. Question is, do you think it's a viable option for people, especially in this day and age with the music industry going the way it is, to speak out and have a mass appeal, or do you think it's going to be more of a niche market?
I think it's possible to do both. You know, the way that mainstream radio is going these days, you're not going to hear strong message-oriented songs, but sometimes those songs that do get on the radio open the door to an artist like myself who then has other songs in your catalog or other songs on the album that people go away and hear. I remember when I was a kid, it was the same way listening to The Clash. They had the songs that were on the radio, but then when you got into the albums, you heard all these other deeper and more powerful messages. So sometimes the radio and major labels could just be a gateway to reaching out en masse. But it's very rare that a song in itself is able to crack through like that. And at the same time, I don't feel like it needs to anymore because we have the internet. We have so many other ways for artists to communicate and to connect with other people, and just through Facebook and organizing, sending out messages each day or several times a day is a really powerful tool when you consider in the past that the artists would maybe put out a record every 3 years, and that was the space in between they'd never be heard from.
Imagine there's no heaven.
actually know about the premise of Are You Aware, the radio show that we do, but we always try and either put on a song that has a political message or profile an artist or a band that does some philanthropic stuff or around social justice issues. What's a cause close to your heart?
Well, at the moment, we're working with a group called Souls for Souls, and they provide shoes for kids who don't have shoes, either in North America or in other developing nations around the world. And I've been barefoot now for 10 years, and this September, we're doing 10 shows where we're collecting shoes with Souls for Souls, and it will coincide with their 10 millionth pair of shoes that they're giving away this year. So that's the thing that I'm working on next.
And what was the reason for going barefoot?
I started going barefoot because I'd play on the streets in countries where kids couldn't afford shoes, and when I took off my took off my shoes, they all laughed at me because I couldn't take three steps without cringing in pain. And so I decided to go 3 days in San Francisco, where I live, without wearing shoes to toughen up my feet, and it's just extended to 10 years. So in some ways it's a way of, you know, being in solidarity with people who can't afford shoes or in other, you know, impoverished situations. But mainly it's just that I don't like wearing shoes.
Fair enough. That's a good enough answer as any. Well, I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on our show.
Wow, Fleur, great interview. I enjoyed listening to that personally.
Thank you. It's a little disconcerting listening to yourself, but he said some amazing stuff. What a great, eloquent, poetic man.
Yeah.
I really liked what he was talking about with regards to how a song can really make an impact years after it's been released through another vehicle, like when he was talking about The Clash and Straight to Hell, the fact that MIA, who is another socially active artist that we play all the time on here, managed to sample just a little bit of it, and for her massive hit Paper Planes, which then, you know, people sort of hear that little sound hook and they might even read the credits and then go back and discover The Clash for the first time and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I enjoyed his selections as well for his mixtape too.
He's not bad taste, that one.
I guess so. Well, remember, he's playing the Vogue Theater this Saturday, July 24th, and the new album, The Sound of Sunshine, drops September 21st of this year, so check that out.
Yeah, and I just really want to say thank you to him for coming on, for, you know, taking some time out of his busy schedule to talk to us. It was really insightful what he said, and I hope it's inspired the listeners out there to be involved. And if you want to know more about Michael's latest project with Souls for Souls, all you have to do is go on to the website, which is www.souls, as in my soul, S-O-U, oh no, sorry, souls as in shoes, S-O-L-E-S, number 4, and then souls, souls.org, and find out all the amazing work they're doing. 10 million shoes is awesome.
Yeah, that's an amazing number to hit.
I know. So should we play the new single?
Why not? So here's the first single off the new album that will be coming out in September, and it's called The Sound of Sunshine by Michael Franti. Enjoy.
I had a dime for every bill I got to pay. Some days you lose and win, and the water's as high as the time to win. So I jump back in and where I learned to swim. Try to keep my head above it the best I can. That's why here I am, just waiting for this storm to pass me by. Of sunshine. Coming down.
job, but now my friends, you see. And here I am, just waiting for this storm. On the beach there with all my friends. The sun's so hot and the waves in motion, and everything smells like suntan lotion. The ocean and the girl's so sweet. So kick off your shoes and relax your feet. They say that miracles are never ceasing, and every single soul needs a little releasing. Stereo bumper till the sun goes down, and I only want to hear that sound. The sun goes, that's the sun.
Alrighty, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties here with the computer system, but
it's suddenly frozen.
We got the first, you know, the first 3 minutes of the first single off Michael Franti's new album.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
The sound of sunshine wasn't strong enough to unfreeze the computer.
Yeah, but we're going to continue on and actually play our next song that we're going to play. So we're going to play Lupe Fiasco, the song Superstar off his 2007 album, which is called The Cool. Lupe, born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, also sings and produces for the punk band Japanese Cartoon, actually. So I've never heard them, so but you're going to have to check them out. His critically lauded first album, Food and Liquor, was nominated for 3 Grammy Awards, including Best Rap Album. And do you want to talk a little bit about how he's been involved in some social justice issues and current issues?
In January 2010, Fiasco joined musician Kenna, actress Jessica Biel, and other celebrities and activists for an expedition to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Wasn't Santi Gold involved in that as well? Maybe.
I thought I read something about that, but I don't think she ended up being involved. I'm not honestly sure, but I know Justin Timberlake was supposed to be Kina as well as Jessica Biel.
Okay. The expedition was called Summit on the Summit to raise awareness of the billions of people worldwide who lack access to sanitary drinking water. And on January 20th, 2010, Fiasco released a track called Resurrection with Kenna in response to the 2010 Haiti earthquake. So this man's been busy with his social justice work, which we have to give him props for. That song, Resurrection, was part of a compilation released through the charity Music for Relief, aimed to encourage donations for immediate relief and long-term recovery following the devastating disaster. And, you know, it's 7 to 8 months on now, and unfortunately, progress is slow in Haiti, and the Haitian people still need your money and your donations. So don't forget about them, because it's going to take a while for them to build up their country again.
And Lupe Fiasco is actually, he's supposed to have a new album coming out soon. I'm not too sure when, but it's supposed to be called Lasers. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And just to keep your Lupe Fiasco fix, just to give you that, here's Lupe Fiasco with Superstar on Are You Aware?
Thank you. If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear, the camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know, oh, oh, oh. If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear, the crowd. And the lights are on, and they wanna show. Oh, 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 yeah.
Yeah. A fresh, cool young Lou, trying to cash his microphone, check 212. Wanna believe my own hype, but it's too untrue. The world brought me to my knees, what have you brung you? Did you improve on the design, did you do something new? Where you naming on the guest list, who brung you? You, the more famous person you come through, and the sexy lady next to you, you come too. And then the hitman, standing outside of heaven, waiting for God to come and get me. I'm too uncouth, unschooled to the rules, and too gumshoe. Too much of a newcomer, and too uncool, like Shadow in the veil, I battle with it well. Though I need a holiday like Lady Who Sung Blue. Go back, whatever you did, you undo. Heavy as heaven, the devil on me, two tons too.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear, the camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, 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 yeah.
And you better wear your shades, the spotlights here can burn holes through the stage, down through the basement, past the Indian graves where the dinosaurs laid, and out through China, nearly misses airliners, magnified times five, this is pointed at the rhyme, ricochets off the moon and sets the forest ablaze. Woo. Now that's important to say, cause even with all that, most of us don't want it to fade. Duh. We want it to braid, meaning we want it to grow, meaning we want it to stay. Like the governor called, and he told him to wait. Unstrap him from the chair and put him back in his cage. The audience ain't fazed, and they ain't gon' clap, and they ain't gon' praise. They want everything back that they paid, cause they've been waiting since 10 to see the lights get dim.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear, the crowd is here, and the lights are on, and they wanna show, oh, 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 yeah.
So chauffeur, chauffeur, come and take me away, cause I've been standing in this line for like 5 whole days. Me and security ain't getting along, and when I got to the front, they told me all of the tickets were gone. So just take me home where the mood is mellow, and the roses are thrown, M&Ms are yellow, and the light bulbs around my mirror don't flicker. Everybody gets a nice autograph picture, one for you and one for your sister, who had to work tonight but is an avid listener. Every song's a favorite song, and mics don't feedback. All the reviewers say you need to go and see that. And everybody claps cause everybody is pleased, and then they all take the stage and start performing for me. Like ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear, the camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, oh, oh. If you are what you say you are, a superstar,
superstar.
Have no fear, the crowd is here, and the lights are on, and they wanna show, oh, 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 yeah.
If you are what you say,
we'll be right back. just such a beautiful face. I wanted love, but not for myself, but for the girl, so she could love herself. Oh, my next girl. Got a second chance. Yeah. Oh, a beautiful face and a wicked way. And I'm praying for her beautiful face every day. All that work over so much. If I think too hard, I might lose my mind. Oh, oh, my next girl, yeah, will be nothing like my next girl. I made mistakes back then, I'll never do it again. With my next girl, she'll be nothing like my next girl. There was a painful dance, and I got a second.
Strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
This is the first day of
through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad side. Begin to call. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read, I didn't learn how to write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born on the bad side. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I said I wouldn't have no luck at all. That ain't no lie. Ow! You know, if it wasn't for bad love. I wouldn't have no kind of love if it wasn't for real bad love. I wouldn't have no love at all. You know, wine and women is all I crave. A big black woman gonna carry me to my grave. Born on the bad side. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad love, I tell you I wouldn't have no luck at all.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we have about 20 minutes left of the show, technical difficulties and all.
We got them all figured out, though.
We did. And you just heard probably one of the biggest blues artists ever known, Mr. Albert King. He was born in April 1923 and unfortunately passed away in 1992. He was one of the three kings of the blues guitar, along with B.B. King and Freddie King. Albert King stood at 6'4", and some reports say he was up to 6'7" and weighed 250 pounds and was known as the Velvet Bulldozer.
Sounds like a boxer, not a guitar player.
I know.
Are the three of the kings related?
I don't think so. I think they just were... by blues.
They are the kings of guitar, though, that's for sure.
Yeah.
During his childhood, he would sing at a family gospel group at church. One of 13 children, King grew up picking cotton on plantations near Forest City, Arkansas, where the family moved when he was 8. So back in the day, you know.
Well, and that's where a lot of blues music came from, basically the cotton fields back in the day when people were just trying to sing to get through the day and, you know, trying to escape the horrors of slavery at that point. So, yeah. I mean, that's a quintessential story right there. The electric guitar became his signature instrument, his preference being the Gibson Flying V, which he named Lucy. King was left-handed, upside down slash backwards guitarist, which to me sounds like something that should be in Alice in Wonderland. He was left-handed but usually played right-handed guitars flipped over upside down, so the low E string was on the bottom. I don't know the I'm not really guitar stringy savvy, but I guess that meant something important, Christian.
Sounds like something Jimi Hendrix would do or something. In 1967, Stax released the album Born Under a Bad Sign, which I believe that song was off of. The title track of that album became King's best-known song and has been covered by many artists. And then in 2003, the album was ranked number 499 on Rolling Stones magazine's list of 500 greatest albums of all time. So he just made that list, but that is one hell of a list to be on.
I know,
No kidding. For sure, so.
And it's just such a beautiful bluesy. It just has that sort of like humid, sweaty, like down the swampland kind of feel.
Yeah, I love that song. It was great.
Yeah.
Before that, we had the Black Keys with Next Girl from their latest album called Brothers. Another song, you know, makes you want to stomp your foot, not tap your foot, stomp it. So great feel to that. They're an American blues rock music duo formed in Akron, Ohio in 2001. And what have they done? They've been involved with Housing Works, right?
Yeah, and they've also done the Red Hot compilations, which we've talked about before with HIV/AIDS. They are playing at the Orpheum on Sunday, October 3rd. I don't think tickets are out yet. I really want to go. I think we should lock that date in, Christian.
Yeah, that'd be a good one to go to.
Exactly. But like Christian said before, they were involved with Housing Works. Earlier this year, they helped to launch an exclusive pop-up store in New York City, which was a Housing Works book cafe. And it was in one of the downtown New York's most vital community. It is one of the downtown New York's most vital community institutions. It was only open for a couple of days in May. But on May 19th, they had an intimate performance there. And 100% of the tickets proceeds went directly to Housing Works, Inc., which provides housing, healthcare, job training and advocacy for New Yorkers living with HIV and AIDS. So they're a huge supporters of the fight against HIV/AIDS. If you want to know more about Housing Works, you can go to www.housingworks.org.
And next up, we're going to play a local band that I'm really impartial to. I love them. I've got down at a couple of their shows locally. We're going to play some Five Alarm Funk. They're an 11-piece Afro-funk band from Vancouver. They actually played the final gig at Richards on Richards ever.
What a sad day.
I know. Recently, they released their third full-length album called Anything Is Possible, and they're actually currently on a cross-Canada tour. Didn't see any Vancouver dates on the schedule, but they play in Vancouver quite frequently. So
they play every year for the Dragon Boat races, I'm pretty sure.
I know they played a couple years ago because we went and saw them there. And I know... I've seen them a number of times in Vancouver and always a good time. So whenever you see that they're playing locally, make sure to check them out. Guaranteed amazing time. Guaranteed you're going to throw down and do some dancing and light up the dance floor. That's for sure. So here's Five Alarm Funk with Payday, which is off their new album, Anything Is Possible, on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Ladies and gentlemen. This song is about a man who lived in the black, but the funk helped him to get into the red. It's called Payday, sucker.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude. You got my honey.
Heard the big payback from James Brown.
Love that song.
I know. My favorite line I was telling Christian is from that song. I don't know karate, but I know crazy.
Love that little the little guitar riff going on there too.
And just, the bass line.
It's funky.
Awesome.
Funky.
Well, we're nearly out of time.
We pretty much are out of time. So stick around for Exquisite Corpse with Bleak. It's he's up next, and you know it's always a must listen for sure. If you have any feedback for us, you can hit us up at areyouawareradio@gmail.com. Once again, thanks to Michael Franti for the great interview that he gave us earlier today. And what are we going to leave them with here?
We are actually going to leave you with another Michael Franti song, just because we now heart him even more than we did before. So this is from his last album, All Rebel Rockers, with Life in the City. Be good to each other. Bye.
Talk to you next week.
Shake it. Some people try to make a deal to get a little bit more, but they just can't take it. Some of them just end up in debt. When they're called, they try to fake it. But one morning, the clock will chime in. No more birds come flying by. Temperatures keep rising higher. 16 bullets come flying by. And I throw your hands up high, cause you never know how long you're gonna live till you die. Hit you with the bomb, hit you with the law and try to take your home. Break into your house in the middle of the night. Track you on a cell phone by satellite. Stopped anytime you're in your car. Search your body, search your home. And listening in on your phone calls. Still no politician got enough balls. Lining the people up against the wall. When the truth comes out, all hell will call. And someday Guantanamo will fall. Until that day, we all will ride on.
I throw your hands up high, cause they never know how long you're gonna live till you die. I put your hands up high, cause they never know how long you're gonna live till
just
you
life
die.
In the city.
Yeah, that's life in the city.
I'm so damn gone. Bare whole life living with the TV on. Then radio play the same 10 songs. Set your clock by which one's on. And watching the news, try to see what's wrong. Find somebody else to blame it on. Hope they never come and research you, cause your grandmother was an immigrant too. So if you love somebody, better tell them so. You never, ever, ever know when they're gonna go. If they love you back, just give thanks. Can't keep love like money in the bank, no. I throw your hands up high, cause you never know how long you're gonna live.
Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Hey, thanks for dropping by.